All right, well, this morning we have with us Dave Spencer from Farmers Pride, and Dave is the Sales and Marketing Director. And Dave, thanks for joining us, and good to have you on KBRX this morning.
Yeah, we're excited to be here, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Well, I know folks have heard the Farmers Pride commercials on KBRX, and they've seen the Farmers Pride trucks in the area going out and about making deliveries. But first of all, tell us a little bit about, just a little brief introduction of Farmers Pride, who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. So Farmers Pride, we are a farmer-owned cooperative. Our home office is over in Battle Creek, Nebraska, but we serve all over Northeast. I would almost call us Central Nebraska out here because we deliver fuel in this area, fuel and propane and lubricant oils, you know, all the way past Stewart, all the way out west. So we've got a group of employees based here in O'Neill and Ewing that kind of serve the area. And again, we base out of O'Neill, but we've got an office in Ewing. The other fellows kind of work out of their trucks. But what we're all about is providing energy products to probably primarily the agricultural markets, but we certainly are in the commercial market and the residential market for, you know, for example, home heating for people at their homes with propane. You know, with the floods we had last year, you know, Chris Alder, our driver here in O'Neill, was instrumental in delivering fuel up to the bridge, you know, the Niobrara because of the taking that out and working with the various contractors that need fuel to, you know, they're, you know, burying new water lines and all. I mean, it's just, it was a going on and on, still goes on. So, but that's what we're all about. We also have Trevor Larson, that delivers with our crew out of here. Ray Timmerman, who a lot of people know Ray, he's been doing this for a long time as well. And Chad Napier is our manager over in Ewing. And then even to maybe to the east side of you, the listening area, Scott Saney works out of our Neely operation there. Delivering propane out of there. And so, like, over in Neely, we have grain elevator. So, you know, we bring a lot of crop in over there. And then you get further east with Farmers Pride. We have fertilizer, chemical, seed, feed, those type of things. But primarily out here in Holt County, it's our energy products that we're serving the area with.
You bet. And like I said, you got local people here. Everybody's familiar with them, and they take pride in their customer service.
Yeah. No, we've really done – they do a great job. You know, the times of the year – it's year-round, obviously. The wintertime – yeah, snow's flying, and we got to get product delivered. If it doesn't rain in the summer, we're filling irrigation pivots, you know, slopping around with that. So the crew does a great job of taking care of the customers. And a little bit about, you know, how we're supplied. I wanted to mention that a little bit today too, Scott. That so we're cooperative, and we have ownership in the company Senex. And you'll see Senex, a retail brand, right here in town with O'Neill with Cubby's. Mm-hmm. Or in Neely, they have a store as well. That's not Farmers Pride, but we were buying from Senex. We both buy from Senex. And Senex is a refiner. And a lot of people don't understand that. They actually own a refinery in McPherson, Kansas. And that's where most of our product comes from. It comes up the pipeline system, which is an intricate system. It goes, the pipeline runs from McPherson, Kansas, all the way to Jamestown, North Dakota. I've been there. So okay. I've been there in the winter, too.
Oh,
so,
I bet. Oh, yeah. That's cold.
Yeah, it's a little chilly up there. Beautiful in July.
Yeah.
But that product comes up the pipelines, and most of the product here comes out of Norfolk or Yankton that we bring out here. And I bring that up just because it's reliable supply.
Yeah.
Whether things are good or bad in the economy, demand down like we've had with this last 2 months, you know, I actually had a worry that with nobody driving around in the bigger cities, if you go to a refinery, Scott, they run both gas and diesel out of the production out of there every day. It's not just gas or diesel, it's both. And if nobody's driving around and the system fills up with gasoline, how are they going to ship diesel fuel? Next thing you know, refineries have to start scaling back. And they have done that through this process. They're running about two-thirds of capacity in our area in Kansas that supplies us with our product. But the Senex refinery in McPherson has been running well enough to keep us supplied through this whole thing. So,
yeah. And another thing you didn't think that COVID-19 would affect, but obviously it's a big effect on that.
Yeah, we certainly have heard that through all the different supply chain things, if you will. People don't think about, you know, when I go to the gas pumps, I just go get gas.
Right.
You know, and we saw that a year ago with the floods. You know, the ethanol plants shut down.
Yep.
And I remember hearing in our business, you know, producers, livestock producers were searching for feed. I went, feed? Why is that? Well, the ethanol plants, the byproduct, the distiller's grain, wasn't available because ethanol plants weren't running. Why were ethanol plants not running in northeast Nebraska? There was no rail line to ship out the rail cars of ethanol to go to places like California. So they had to shut down production. I mean, when you start telling that to somebody, they're like, well, I never thought of that. I mean, the effects of that are huge. And we had the same thing with this going on with nobody driving around with ethanol plants in northeast Nebraska today or everywhere. Just read an article about there's train loads of ethanol sitting on the tracks in California being ready to be unloaded, but there's no demand.
Right.
And so we truly have had demand destruction in the energy business. And you've seen gasoline prices do what they did. Mm-hmm. Now you're starting to see them rebound, and crude oil is starting to come back. You even saw the goofy day where crude oil got to minus $37 a barrel. Did you see that? On April 20th? That was April 20th, a month ago. We had this goofy phenomenon going on, and people didn't quite understand, like, you're going to pay me to come get gas from you? Well, that's not quite how it worked in the trading market. But what it was is that people were full of storage. They were full of product, and there were some people trying to get rid of product. And you can imagine everybody saying, hey, we're full. You'd have to pay us to take it.
Yeah.
And that's what that was signaling to the market.
Okay.
It quickly turned around, but I got a lot of questions on that.
I bet.
Free? No, it wasn't free that day, but it's all one big thing on this energy thing, and it's, again, a lot of people don't understand how it works. They just expect product to be there, and that's what we want to do at Farmers Pride. We want to be their supplier with premium products. You know, further shows, we'll talk about some of our products and the premium diesel we sell, which has been around for 60 years. Senex has been making that product that long, and it's just been a number one choice by farmers out here in Holt County for years. And it's real fun to work with the area and the producers. You know, I used to call on the cooperatives out here in O'Neill before, and my other jobs before I went to work for Farmers Pride. So, yeah, we've had a mainstay in Holt County for a long time.
Yeah. And, of course, Dave, like we said, as you mentioned, you're local, you're out here. But how do folks get a hold of Farmers Pride if they're needing fuel or propane or anything like
that? Yeah, it's you know, one place to go to would be our website. I encourage people to look at that. I could maybe learn a few things about the business because mm-hmm. we have some extra things on there. And it's just farmerspridecoop.com. And you can call our 800 number down there. It's listed on the website as well. The toll number is 402-675-2375. That gets us down to Battle Creek, but we'll get you probably redirected to somebody out here.
Sure.
And Chris and Ray and Chad and Trevor and Scott, most of the customers that got their cell phone numbers, they call them direct on a lot of things. But you can call our Ewing office. Tamara Heim is in there. She runs the day-to-day business part of it as far as answering the phone call and working with Chad on getting the loads dispatched. And Chad does both of that and gets on the truck and goes. But you'd probably talk to Tamara if you call into the office. And that number there is 626-7997. So various ways to get a hold of us. Like you said, we're proud to have our trucks rolling up and down the highways. And sometimes we'll drive by a guy's place and all of a sudden our driver's phone will ring. I was just thinking about you, Chris. Yeah. And I need some fuel. Yeah. And by you driving by, reminded me of that. So, hey, when can you get me? So, but we're just happy to be in the community, and that's part of our tagline is being in the community, being involved with what goes on here, and obviously small town America. I call it small town America.
That's right. We love it.
Rural Nebraska. Yeah. That's why we're here. That's right. Hey, how thankful are you? You know, for part of my career, Scott, I actually lived in New Jersey, right outside New York City. So there's a reason I left there.
Yeah.
But come back to Nebraska. But, you know, we just don't have near the troubles that some of those other communities are having. And so we're here through the thick and thin with Farmers Pride, and we just want people to know that. And, you know, we'll happy to be with you with further programs down the road.
You bet. Well, we appreciate you joining us. And like you said, folks can always find out more at farmerspridecoop.com or, like you said, talk to any of the local guys here and gals in the area. And they're always glad to help because, as you mentioned, customer service is your number one priority. And you guys really like taking care of the customers.
Yeah, I know our crew really takes pride in that. And, I think their customers would vouch for that. So. That's nothing better than a customer vouching for yourself as far as a testimonial, right?
So,
it'd be great to keep serving the community.
All right. Dave, anything else before we let you go this morning?
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. We for the listeners out there, thank you for the business that you're part of. Again, it's a cooperative, cooperative ownership in that refinery that I talked about as well. So there's ownership in there. And, if you're not doing business with Farmers Pride, give us a shout, and we'll be glad to come out and talk to you and learn more about your operation and try to help you out with your operation.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet.
That's Dave Spencer, Sales and Marketing Director with Farmers Pride. And you can always check out more at farmerspridecoop.com.